Now we will discuss two case studies where employees demonstrated discourteous service towards customers. The first case study is Starbucks. There was an arrest made in a Starbucks in Philadelphia in April of 2018. Two young black men were sitting within a Starbucks without purchasing anything. The police were called and they were arrested. It was then discovered that the arrest was wrongly made. This was a PR disaster for Starbucks and was a result of poor employee training. In May of 2018, doors closed in over 8,000 Starbucks locations and 175,000 employees attended training. The training emphasized inclusion, acceptance, and understanding and showed Starbucks' commitment to diversity and combating racial bias. However, proactive training could have prevented this issue from happening in the first place. The second case study that we'll look at is about a racist attorney in New York who has been caught making multiple discriminatory comments towards both customers and employees at various companies within the city. Aaron Schlossberg, a young lawyer practicing in New York, was caught on tape with multiple racist rants towards members of the community from different cultures. Schlossberg has been recorded to make multiple racist remarks, caught on tape at protests and local businesses. As a result, a formal complaint has been filed against Schlossberg to have his law license suppressed until he amends his actions. Members from the office space in which he rents have commented that this is not a representation of their community and are looking to have his space terminated. However, Schlossberg has given public statements to save face, but his actions, statements, and outbursts remain public. Not only does this hurt his reputation, but the colleagues and employees that he is associated with within the building and within his law practice.